time is 7 after the hour on this Thursday, the 24th. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on Good Day. Let's see, we're not sure about the viability of Roberta's Queen of Sheep report today. That is, whether she can deliver her information herself, as she's involved in her the building that she owns in New York. Has apparently no heat.
And isn't it like 40 below in New York today?
It's not real comfortable in New York, and not a good time to be without heat. So I'm not sure what she's doing about that. She may pop in or out. Rich is supposed to be on his way to school with, was it his son or his daughter?
I think there
was
Juliana.
A parent conference involving Juliana. But there was, Michael tells us, there was a little snow last night in Washington. But, you know, 3 or 4 inches of snow. If you got a foot or two, that slows things down. But 3 or 4 inches shouldn't. Although, they're not big. In Washington, you don't get a lot of snow. It's not like Michael grew up near where I grew up in Massachusetts. And you're used to snow.
He spits on this little bit of snow.
Right. This is nothing. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of people who are talking about the cold Arctic air, which covers a lot of the country, the coldest it's been for a couple of years. But it's wintertime, and these things are to be expected. What kind of problems does it present? How many of you have had a problem with your battery, for example? Or if you're driving something that's diesel, things freeze up. Our tractors pretty much I think every one of them that anybody tried to start in the farm yesterday, what I was told is none of them would start. Couldn't
really?
Get them, no matter how you cranked them over. You can use ether to try to get them started. They'll run for a little bit. And the diesel, it doesn't. Diesel gels and then gets hard when it's really cold. And therefore, you don't get any. If one of the things that's interesting, if you have an outdoor tank for your oil that you use to heat your home, you'll find you're more likely to have problems at this time of year rather than if the oil tank is in the cellar and it's going to stay warm. Because the diesel fuel at a cold, cold temperature tends to gel. It gets congealed. That's why a lot of these conversion cars that you see around have preheaters for the fuel, because then that keeps it from getting hard. Otherwise, you're looking for it. You're not going to be able to move. Gasoline doesn't have that same property. So at any rate, the cold, we feel, Jenner and I in California feel for you.
Kind of.
But tomorrow, I'm flying back east tomorrow, so.
I know. Why are you doing that?
Well, because I need to go back to the farm and spend 3 or 4 days to see what's going on, bring a few things around that need to be fixed, that sort of thing. Do I want to? No. Although Meredith and I are going to fly across the country together. She's going to one event, and I'm going back to the farm, and that's the end of that for a few days. Actually, I'm going to Phoenix next week for a couple of days. I haven't been in Phoenix for a while, but I think even though there's a lot of cold around the country, and when you get into Arizona, it's sort of an interesting contrast. Those of you who live in Arizona, southern Arizona, usually dry and warm. Northern Arizona, you can get into, when you get up the mountains, you can have some pretty tough, snowy and cold situations in northern Arizona. Not very pleasant. So let's get off of that and talk about things that are pleasant or carry. I just came across something, Jennifer. You know how I love LSD.
Laughing,
singing,
and not the drug.
No. And when I think especially about laughing, how it heals tears, how hugs get beyond. If you have a hug, give everybody a hug, and then give them a bigger hug. And, I mean, think about what it is today that will make your life better. We were talking about narcissism earlier in the program. People that are so focused on themselves. I went to, I guess we'd call it an event last night for a little while that involved some people who are in the biz. You know, this is a company town where Jennifer and I are. Pretty much everything revolves one way or another around the entertainment business. So I was around some younger kids who were in a sort of talent situation. And the kind of, I don't know if umbrage is the right word, but the at 24, 25, 26, some of these kids are so precocious and some of them are just so out of touch. You wonder, it has to be the parents that push them. I think back to JonBenet Ramsey. And all of the controversy about that. But how many, like this Honey Boo Boo stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's parents overindulging their children into thinking things that are just unreal and unreasonable. when you become so focused on yourself that you can't see the forest for the trees, you can't see other people, you can't be in touch with other people's emotions, you don't listen to other people, you don't think about other people, it's always about you. And I think that's a tough reality, but one that's more and more, I think that's why we have some of the political realities that we do in our country today. I think that's why we have trouble with the country running itself, because there are so many opportunities for people to take advantage of systems and situations. Now, whether I'm looking at this in a different, maybe reading too much into it, I don't think I am. I think that we have become so focused on ourselves that we don't remember the basic things. Never mind the government programs and all that other stuff. When's the last time you really felt you were vulnerable, that your heart was open? I know we often, when we get vulnerable, we think that we're going to get hurt in any number of ways, and that may be true. But if you don't learn about your vulnerability, how you don't experience it, how do you grow? I think that the only way people grow, and I know I'm getting off heavily philosophical here, but I just think about these kids last night at this talent agency that I was at, and just looking at them and their parents bringing these kids in to try out for various things, and what is that all about? Why do you want your children to do that? Not that it isn't, if there's a handle on it, a great way for kids to mature sometimes, but it's so unrealistic. And yet,
do you think if a kid who really wants to act, do you think that their parents should say no?
I think that it needs to be measured. I think that if you want to, whatever your dreams are, you should pursue them. Who was I with yesterday? Oh, it was the vet. This vet that I met that I took Charlotte to for some hydrotherapy, said when she was 4 years old, she wanted to be a vet. It's all she ever wanted to do. And she followed, she pursued it. She went to college and then went to medical school and then went to school to become a vet. That's what she did. Her passion was that. And that's what her parents supported her. And I think whatever it is that you want, if you understand what you want or what the opportunities are, you should have support from your parents. They ought to tell you what it takes. They ought to learn as much as possible about whatever it is that you want to pursue and help you get there, as long as it isn't criminal, as long as it doesn't take away, as long as you are building something up and not tearing something down. That's why I would never encourage anybody to be a journalist, because it's all about tearing everything down. It's all about the negative. It's all about ripping things apart. And it's not realistic. Not good. It's not healthy. I would encourage any or all of us who can spend as much time as possible at work, at home, at play, laughing, singing, dancing. How many times have you this week, for example, found a really good song on the radio when you were in your car and sung along with it? How many of you done?
All the time.
Yeah, I do it all the time, too.
I'm always singing in my car. People probably think I'm nuts.
No, well, you see, that's the problem. What do you give a fsht about what people, I almost said it. Why do you care what people think about you? If you're having fun, we were singing to each other in the car yesterday. Or I was singing, and she wasn't singing. But I'm enjoying some of the stuff I'm listening to on the radio and just singing. And whether you're good or bad isn't important. It's how it makes you feel. How are you? And if you feel good, your relationship with other people are going to be good. It's just around and around and around. I know I'm getting, again, pretty philosophical, but I just think there's so much. We look at the things that people are talking about today, this damn budget and debt and all that other stuff, and whether people should get paid or not as congressmen. Yeah, it's nonsense. It doesn't affect anything. At the end of the day, the end of the week, end of the month, end of the year, end of your life, what difference will it have made whether these guys get paid or not, or decide? I mean, I think the debt discussion is an important discussion to have. And is the discussion today allowing women in combat a good discussion to have? Yeah, kind of could be fun, actually. I think that it could. I think discussing whether women ought to be in combat as the now lifting of that ban, the longstanding ban, women serving in combat now is going to be a fait accompli. I think that's a good discussion to have. Because then we get down to the nitty-gritty of what women are capable of, and why is it that we so separate women from men? I think that's an artificial male conversation, because men are afraid of what women can do. Whether it's running businesses, whether it's in the service, whether it's in whatever it is. Why has it been so hard for women to become ministers in most sects, most religions? Why? I mean, look at this thing in California Jennifer. There's yet another unbelievable story this week here about how the Catholic Church has covered up for decades all of these horrible things that these priests have done to these children. Mm-hmm. It rocked several dioceses on the East Coast, and now it's here, and these people are doing the same. It's like they don't get it. They don't care. They don't listen.
It happened in my church. We had a priest that was sent away. But after a few kids came out and said that there was some inappropriate stuff going on. Yeah. And, you know, it is. To the fact that you could be a parent and not know what happened to, I mean, and I had actually heard that not only did he, was he a predator to kids, but he also did something pretty deplorable to a lady in our church as well. Wow. And you would think that as the parents of these kids or as a family of this woman that you would want to see, you would want to know where this guy is.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, the disservice is the fact that the Catholic Church just makes these people kind of disappear and go off, and you don't really get any, the victims don't get any closure.
So
and
how
I think
is,
that's the worst part of it all.
And how do we turn that around to something that's positive? Are they fixing the problem? That's the thing. You hear so much about the things that go on, the code in the police department, for example, the officers that cover up for other officers. How do you turn that around and make it a positive? That's something that I'd like to figure out. I haven't figured it out yet. I have figured out it's 18 after on Good Day, though.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what?
As background,
here's me singing in my car.
You sound much better than this.
I do, I hope.
This is a ridiculous intro. This is this contestant, Naomi. American Idol, that's the second week, right, of the tryouts?
Yes, week number two.
And so they have these singers that come in, and there's no music. They all have to do a cappella.
That's hard.
Some of them,
especially when you're nervous. That is hard. I will give them that much.
It sort of reminds me. I was thinking about this last night. I was talking about being in a talent agency and watching some of these kids there to try out, and it looked like an American Idol convention, kind of.
Did you see Simon Cowell walking around in his T-shirt?
And some of these people that are so affected, I'm just biting my tongue about what I saw with some of the younger kids that were there. Anyway, part of what people want, and I saw a couple of, I'm editing this as I go along. A couple of younger gay fellas that were there, and it was obvious to me, as a moderately mature adult, that they both were really lacking in self-esteem. And it had nothing to do with them being gay. It had to do with the way they presented themselves. What they were searching for was acceptance. It kind of goes back to what I was talking about before. And so this, on this large stage, which is known as American Idol, some of these people come and they get on and they are just awful. And how it is that someone wouldn't have told them before they get up and embarrass themselves that they are awful. Like this Naomi. She's awful.
But don't you think a lot of them go in and play up their awfulness because they want to just be on TV?
Yeah, I think that may be. But some are so clueless.
Some are lied to. You're right.
That their parents say, yeah, you're great, and they're awful.
But that gets back to the whole, and I hate to get too deep on this, but this gets back to my whole problem with where we are as a society right now. It's a fact of life that no one is good at everything. You have your strengths. You have your weaknesses, Doug.
Right.
I have my strengths and my weaknesses.
Correct.
But we are desperate as a society to make everybody feel like they can be good at anything.
At everything.
And you know what?
Right.
Sometimes you can't. You can be okay. You can be passable, but you're not going to be great at something. But it's everybody gets a trophy in Little League now. And it's sad because we don't celebrate our strengths anymore because we're too busy making everybody feel like they're good at everything.
Well, and that's the problem with education, because everybody's been thrown into the same classroom, so everybody be treated equally. Hello.
And even though
there are people who say we're all created equal, we really aren't.
We're not. And that's what's beautiful about it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I can carry a tune. I'm a passable singer. Would I ever win American Idol?
No
way. But you know what? The people that won American Idol, I bet they couldn't sit here and chat for 4 hours like you and I can do.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's like you have your strengths, you have your weaknesses.
But and recognize them and embrace them.
Exactly.
Love
embrace them.
Yeah.
That's what gets me. And this whole show is very evident. I mean, that's where it really sticks you in the face when you can see all of that.
Here's a contestant named Joel Niemeyer, with a really bad audition.
What are we doing? What's going on here?
Oh, my goodness.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Stuck in the sky, you know how
John,
I feel.
There's 17 million people watching this.
Hey.
Now, do you think Randy's sick of this? You hear Randy laughing in there.
Yeah,
do you think he's like going again?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Enough with this.
Yeah. Here's another. He's got, he's making a couple million bucks a year. Why not? Brian Reitenberry auditions with Let It Be.
Always in my time of trouble, my
Larry comes to me,
speaking words of wisdom.
Right.
Let it
All right.
be.
So again, to better contestants, here's Jimmy Smith. The judges liked him too.
Every long lost dream led me to where you
are. Back to what Roberta says of them, they all sound kind of the same. Yeah, the men sound the same, the women sound the same. But I think what we were doing here is just pursuing the conversation that we were having earlier on about the unrealistic expectations some people have in life. 28 after on Good Day.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars.
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood Prefinished Brazilian Hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood flooring sale is going on now, so visit
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
On today's Doug Stephan Good Day program. Hello.
Hello.
Jennifer and I are here. Roberta's trying to thaw out her pipes in New York. Richie's on his way to school with his daughter. So here we are discussing the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about. And Jennifer's got her TV tidbits, including, not limited to, a discussion of what Inside Edition is doing to try to find out what made Michelle roll her eyes.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Big time news. Other important things in the
another cancellation. And, something that we'll have to talk about Charlie Brown a little bit, plus a new addition to The Voice and Mad Men gossip, because I know a lot of people love Mad Men.
I want you to tell
us. I prefer My Men Nice, by the way.
What happened? Me too. Monty Teo. On with Katie
Manti. I've got that story too. We'll talk about it. We have a big TV report today, Doug. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Really? All right, well, let's see if I can actually figure out how
we're going to need at least like 5 minutes, I think.
All right.
Today.
So we'll get to that. Maybe we'll get to it sooner rather than later. Actually, we have a top 10 list. Things often present themselves easily, or it's more understandable if you put them in like ABC terms or 1-2-3 terms. People love bullet points. Bullet points are us. When it comes to travel, a lot of people are wondering about the 787, new jetliner from Boeing, the Dreamliner, that's having problems with its electrical system to the point where they grounded all the planes. There's never been an accident. Well, these planes are new. They've only been flying since last October, actually, in commercial use. They've been in development for 7 years. So now, got this problem. So people are focused on how safe it is to fly again, even though flying was less deadly this past year than in any year since 1945. That does not mean, Jennifer, that all airlines are created equally. In fact, the Crash Data Evaluation Center, which collects information about aviation accidents, safety, that kind of stuff, has published their annual airline safety ranking. And as a result of that, the 10 worst airlines are now in full view.
This is for safety's sake, right? These are the safe.
What they've done is go back over the last 25 or 30 years to evaluate the airlines that have lost planes. And therefore, with that number comes a significant credibility factor or lack thereof. So the companies that have lost the most planes, it would seem to me reasonable to expect that they would be high on the list of planes or airlines you don't want to fly.
Number 10.
Number 10 on the list is SkyWest Airlines, that has lost three planes in the past 22 years.
Oh, great. My mom just told me that that's what we're going to fly to go see my grandparents in March.
There you go.
Uh-oh. Okay. Uh-huh.
Number 9.
Number 9 is South African Airways, which only lost one plane, but 159 people died in the accident. So it's number of planes and number of people.
Something not so special in the sky.
No,
okay.
Exactly.
Right.
Number 8.
Thai Airways, they have lost five planes in the past 25, 30 years. 309 people have died.
Number 7.
Turkish Airlines, six planes have crashed. And this is basically since mid-1980s, 84, 85, like in there.
Number 6.
Turkish Airlines. I flew on, did I say Turkish? I thought I did Thai.
You did say Turkish and Thai.
Thai is number 8. Turkish is number 7. Yeah, okay.
Confused.
So then
okay.
Let's
number
get to number 6. Right.
Okay.
Saudi Airlines, they've lost four planes, 300 people dead in the last...
Good news is, if you're going to any of these countries, like Turkey or Saudi Arabia, you're already a risk taker. So, you know.
Right, or maybe that's what it is.
But number 5.
There, other than SkyWest, by the way, I'll tell you, there's no other American airline on this list, so you feel better about
that's
that.
That's good news.
Number 5 is Korean Airlines. 9 planes have crashed. 687 people have died in accidents flying Korean Air.
Number 4.
Transportes Aerolíneas.
I beg your pardon?
Now, I don't get this. They're number 4 on the list, but they've only lost one plane. So I don't get how... they figure the safety records.
Because their planes don't have doors.
Is that what it is?
I think maybe that's what it is.
By the way, there are 60 airlines around the world, if you didn't know that. 60. The results of this list do not take into account the cause of planes going down. Remember that plane? Excuse me. It was a Hawaiian airliner. 737, the top of the plane blew off.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yep. About it was 15 years or so now ago. One of the first 737s ever built in the late 60s. And because it had seen duty only in the Pacific Island range.
I'm sure they saw a lot of duty when the roof blew off.
Wow. Well, yeah, a different kind of duty. But they had the planes have been in the salt water, been the salt air, and that corroded the plane faster than what might be the case. Boeing planes in general, and this doesn't specify whether they're Boeing planes or whether they are Airbuses. There used to be a lot of Lockheed used to make a lot of planes. A lot of the company's gone out of business, or they've been bought up by the two big companies. So I'm not sure what kind of planes are involved in this. I just know that there are, in the case of Air India, which is number 3.
Number 3.
Air India. They've lost three planes, but they've been more recently and pretty dramatic airlines. Number
2.
TAM Airlines. 6 planes down in the last 25 years or so. But the number 1. Once again, China leads the pack. China Airlines is the world's worst airline, responsible for more deaths than any other airline in the history of commercial aviation. They've lost 8 planes. 755 people have died on China Airlines. So it's just word to the wise. Kind of interesting because of the focus this last week or so on the 787 and what it all means. It just means they have to do some more research and they have to make sure that the electrical systems in the plane, which are basically now run by this great big battery. You know, I don't know how many of you know this, but most of the larger airplanes, certainly from the 737 on up, have their own internal small jet engine. If you look at the back of a plane, when it's parked on the tarmac, you'll see exhaust or you'll see heat, what looks like heat coming out of the tail of the plane. Well, there's a little hole in the back of every single airliner. There's a little hole on the tail of it. And the tail, that's the exhaust for the small jet engine that runs the electrical systems on the plane when it's parked at the tarmac, when people are getting on and off, run the air conditioning lights and that sort of thing. So what the 787 did in its engineering was eliminate that engine, partially because they're trying to make the planes lighter so they're more fuel efficient. So they take out an engine, even though this is a much smaller engine, it's in the belly of the plane, still weighs a couple of tons. So you get rid of that and put in a big battery. It's a lot less expensive and it's a lot less weighty, except the batteries don't work. That's the problem. Even though they tested them for years and years and years, there's something about them that in service, when actually people are on the plane using a lot of stuff, they don't work. And again, they're only supposed to be used on the ground to power systems until the engines on the plane start up. But apparently that wasn't the case, or hasn't been the case. They've been using them in an inappropriate way, so that it wasn't. What happens with them is that the overload on them is causing the batteries to melt, literally. Who wants to ride on a plane with a melting battery? Please raise your hands.
Not I, sir.
No. All right. So anyway, that's the story on planes and what is that? What was that movie? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yep.
Never didn't like that movie at all.
Really? Oh, I thought it was cute.
Didn't like it. All right, let's help people lose some weight. Jennifer's going to have plenty of time to do her report because Roberta's not here for the Queen of Cheap. So we'll give Jennifer as much time as she thinks she needs to bring you up to date with some of the amazing and interesting television stories. The thing about Inside Edition and what they've done just sort of intrigues me. Speaking of intrigue, how about the people who are stepping forward, who are doing well now? The first group of people that got on to Axia 30, the antioxidant, anti-aging weight loss formula, now are stepping up. You can see proof positive. If you go to their website, which is axia30.com, I believe, AXIA30.com, you'll see the stories of all of these people who have gotten on this new, almost breathtaking experience because they've worked so well, Jennifer. It's an all-natural breakthrough product. It uses state-of-the-art dietary ingredients to keep you feeling fuller longer and burn unwanted calories all day long. Not only does it help you lose weight, it has added antioxidants and vitamins. It's going to improve your body from within. Axia 30 has a unique formulation of green tea extracts to elevate the process of thermogenesis. What is that? I don't even know what that kind of...
Thermogenesis?
Is that what it is?
I don't know. It sounds like maybe.
I'm beginning to get my... What's the matter with my voice here?
You choke on it. It's so good.
Maybe I better finish this quickly. Anyway, the way for you to to lose the weight and to keep it off, it's Axia 30. One bottle. You actually buy three, and you get a fourth one free. 800-525-8345 to lose 30 pounds in 3 months. Call now. This is guaranteed or your money back. Be the first of your friends to take advantage of this great program. Antioxidant, anti-aging, lose the weight formula, Axia 30, 800-525-8345. And when you sign up for the program, tell me you're listening to Doug Steffen, and you'll get an extra bottle free. Axia 30, lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks or your money back. That's how it works. 800-525-8345.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger's basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
All right, so the Michelle Obama, John Boehner, I guess, I don't know, is this controversy? What is this? This is foolishness.
It is a little foolishness.
Eye roll gate.
That's very, very good, Michael.
Thank you. Eye roll gate. So what's happened here is that Inside Edition, the access show that's all about Hollywood and stuff, has hired a lip reader to find out what actually was said. Apparently, it was about the president smoking.
It was, actually. I just looked up the story. And Inside Edition hired a lip reader, but also a few other independent sources, and they all seem to say that it was a joke because both of them are smokers, both Speaker Boehner and President Obama. So he made a joke about them grabbing a cigarette together.
Right. And remember what I said with Obama doing all the gum chewing?
Yeah, you were right, I think.
That's because he's still smoking.
Yeah.
He says that he gave it up 2 years ago, and he's now, the gum, people say he's still chewing Nicorette. And you see him when he's talking, he's all chewing away. It's because he hasn't stopped smoking.
Right, and he said that he quit 2 years ago, but... Yeah.
That's got to bother Michelle and the kids.
Yeah.
And it bothered a lot of people. It's not a good example to set. All right, so that's the Inside Edition story. What else do we have that's hot?
All right, another big story is that Ben and Kate has been pulled from the lineup at Fox. This sitcom got a lot of critical acclaim, but it just never took off in the ratings. It's going to be replaced with back-to-back episodes of Raising Hope.
Why is that a big story if nobody watched it?
Because I think it was so critically acclaimed at the beginning of the season, it was tapped to be a big success, and it just wasn't. It's going to be replaced with Raising Hope, and then also The Mindy Project, and American Idol will follow on Thursday. So there you go. Now, Josh Duhamel, hottie toddy husband of Fergie, has been tapped to host Nickelodeon's 26th Annual Kids' Choice Awards. That takes place March 23rd from the Galen Center in Los Angeles. Also this week, actually Tuesday, Manti Te'o sat down with Katie Couric. She scored this interview with him. And he admitted that he did briefly lie about his, quote, unquote, girlfriend, Lene Kukua. Although he insists he wasn't in on the hoax, he did continue to talk about her death even after he realized he'd been duped. He said, Katie, put yourself in my situation. My whole world told to me that she, you know, his whole world died September 12th. Everybody knew that. This girl who I'm committed myself to died on September 12th. And then he said when he found out that she was... When he got the phone call saying that she's alive and that he had to go on national TV 2 days later, he just decided to lie because he was embarrassed and didn't quite understand what was going on.
Anybody really understand what's gone on at all with any of this?
And do we even really know what's gone on?
Does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody care?
I mean, it's just...
Good God.
All right. In other big news for The Voice, The Voice has been NBC's sweetheart, and they've just hired another big name to help out in season four. Right. We know that Christina Aguilera is gone. We know that CeeLo Green is gone this season. They've been replaced with Usher and Shakira. Well, now Sheryl Crow is joining the show. She's going to be a coach for Team Blake. That will be pretty awesome. I think the two of them together will be good. Blake said that Sheryl's one of the coolest people in the music industry, and to have her as an advisor is pretty darn cool. So that's kind of exciting if you like Sheryl Crow. Yeah. Now, Mad Men, a lot of fans of Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday they announced that Mad Men's sixth season will return Sunday, April 7th, not just with the series, but with a two-hour film.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of cool. And this season's all about Dawn, so you can
Amazing Race was
April 7th.
Amazing Race is starting over again. The cast has been a big deal.
Yes.
All right. Nice job, Jennifer. Lots of info there.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Thursday program. Jennifer Horn and Doug, we seem to have a skeleton crew today. A lot of people are dealing with the cold. Tom Kreitler, who runs the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, lives in New Jersey. He's got problems with his pipes at home. He's the home improvement guy.
Yeah. Happens to everybody.
Roberta Fasinelli has problems with frozen pipes at her place in New York. I wonder how many people are dealing with this polar air that has settled in Northeast America. This is something started trekking across the Midwest on Monday. Trains can't run, buses can't run, pipes, heat, people are running out of fuel. This is something. When you get down to New York City, Jennifer, a lot of people are still recovering from Sandy. And now to have this.
That's true.
A lot of people just don't have homes.
A friend of mine works for a big insurance company, and he had just gotten back from New Jersey after being there for several weeks, because they're even so short-staffed, they don't even have adjusters to hand out checks at this point, still.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit in Tom's absence about how to deal with his misery in just a moment here on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a 10-ream case of Office Max multi-use paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
All right, so Jennifer, we've all... I'm a part-time West Coaster. And one of the reasons that I am here in the wintertime is because I can't stand sounds a little dramatic, but I just don't like, and I'm able to work it so that I don't have to be in the cold weather most of the time. But you all that are there listening today are wondering, okay, what's the best way? Doug promised that he could help us deal. Who hasn't been here before? When you, however, feel it again for the first time, when you walk out the door and feel that first big shock to your system, when the temperature drops like it has.
Yeah, it takes your breath away.
Your home is really, everything's working harder in your home to keep it warm. The car doesn't often start. Batteries at this time of year, you go to a parts store or you go to some of the big box stores trying to find a battery for your car, and they're all sold out because we notoriously, as part of the human condition, don't prepare. We just don't. Mm-hmm. We don't think it's going to happen to us. We're not checking a number of things, like the oil in your car. How many of you change the oil in the car in the winter to a thinner, finer viscosity? In the summertime, if you're running 40-weight oil, that's great. In the wintertime, you go 40-weight. And you're kind of like molasses in the crankcase. When you turn the car, it goes, rrr, 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 rrr. So make sure if you change the oil yourself, which more and more people are doing, or you bring it to whatever, you know, they bring it to your local service station or the Jiffy Lube places, that they put in a thinner oil. If they ask you what kind of oil do you want the thinnest viscosity, and usually that's a 30. But now they're all blended, like 10W30 or that kind of stuff. In some of the older trucks and tractors, we use straight 30-weight oil, which is just more it's more refined. If it has a lower number, that means it's more refined, and that's what you want in your car this time of year. You don't want it in your car in the summertime because it's so thin it doesn't do anything. It gets so hot, and the engine doesn't protect any of the parts. But when it's cold, 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 put thinner oil in your car. And then tires that you need, especially if you're in a snowy area, make sure you have tires that have some kind of gripping power. And they don't do much good on the ice, that's for sure. A lot of the stores, the Ace Hardware stores, for example, they have a lot of sand around. Use that to protect yourself. You go out the door and you're going to your garage or whatever it is, and make sure the walks are cleared off. So you'll be...
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Longevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.